The title of this video is I've been trying to decide if I'm bringing this to the public. And the reason is because I've been feeling really spicy since 1 o'clock today after the Visible Inner Circle call. And just something was said in the call, a good thing, but I've been riffing on it in my brain. And so then I took it to the launch welcome call and it like created a life of its own. And so it's just, I'm going to bring it here because I feel like when I'm being led, like to say something, because somebody needs to hear this. And if only one person needs to hear this, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. It was meant to be, right? So we're on the Visible Inner Circle call and my clients are talking about doing crazy things. Well, if you guys have ever heard, I love doing crazy things. I do crazy things all the time. But what got me so activated when they said it is because I know the magic that happens when we do crazy things. We are entrepreneurs. We are CEOs. We are led by how can I make money? I can make money. Like there's all these different ideas in our heads, right? And so when they said that they had some crazy ideas, I'm like, go with them. And here's why. Because every single crazy idea that I have ever had, results, has a great result. And there's several reasons. And this is also the reason that people have really good launches and really crappy launches. Are you ready? Okay. Number one, when you create something super freaking crazy and it's a crazy idea, you are not attached to the result because it's crazy, right? It may be a little delusional. So if it doesn't work out, it's not that big of a freaking deal, right? It's kind of like I talked today on the launch program, this book. I was not attached to this book. I'm not an author. I mean, I am, but I wasn't. And so I put this book out there and quietly because I wasn't attached to it. It was like, here, whatever. I created the book. It's created regardless. Whether you buy it or not, it's done, right? And so it did really well because I wasn't attached to it. And the other thing is that when we are like doing our normal thing, the thing that we're known for, and we don't get results, it goes to our ego, right? Our ego is like, you suck because you didn't even know how to do that because you're better than that. You should have better results than that. You should have blah, 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 blah. But when we do something crazy that is outside of our norm, right? It's not the thing that we're known for, not the thing that we normally do. Our ego is not attached. Because it's not what I'm known for anyhow. It's not what I normally do anyhow. So who cares if it doesn't do the greatest? So when we can get our ego out of the situation, the launch, the selling, right? And we can get our attachment of the results out of the launch, out of the selling. That is when freaking magic happens because you are so laid back. You are so not attached. You're not sitting there refreshing your screen. You're not sitting there making this like a do or die type of thing. You're literally sitting there enjoying the process because this is fun because my ego is not attached to it. My results aren't attached to it. I know I'm going to be okay either way. And the funny thing is that you're going to be okay no matter what, even if this is what you're known for. But we put so much stock in what we're known for and not selling enough or not doing enough or not getting the results that we want. And so we make it mean something. We take it all. It gets all dramatic instead of being drama, or it gets all drama instead of being data. And we make it this bigger thing than it needs to be. When at the end of the day, take your ego out of it, take your attachment to the result out of it, lean back and allow magic to happen. And with every single launch, if you can do that, you're going to see massive results. Yes, there's a launch strategy. Yes, there's other things, but those two things cause more damage to people's launches than anything else. And keep you from launching again, because when your ego is attached to it, when your results are attached to your worth and whether you're good enough or whatever you want to call that, that keeps you from launching. That's what makes launching exhausting. That's what makes launching hard and scary and fearful and all of these things. Let go of the ego, let go of the results, have fun with it, live your life, do your thing, and see what happens.